Continue on the top of Hayom Aleph. Good morning. Tainuch Latana de Rebbe Shmuel. Okay, so far we have a source for Esther Dochalosa, say, from the fact that it says that you can wear tzitzis even though it's shatnes, and it's mufna because the word semru pishtim are extra. Rashi, Tainuch Latana de Rebbe Shmuel, diyatr le semru pishtim. El Rabban the Leslie who called the God in Tzemru Pishtim, who had Tzemru Pishtim lo miyater, Minolahu the Osi Esi v'dokolo sasi. Rabban and Minolahu. So where do we know the Rabban who argue on Tanan Rabbi Shmuel? And they needed to say Tzemru Pishtim by tzitzis, because they don't hold that all the Godim, where it says the Godim stam in the Torah, is Tzemru Pishtim. So therefore it's not extra. So we said that you can't learn you can't learn smuchim unless it's either muchach or mufna. So Tosus learns that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbanan, they learn smuchim even when it's not muchach or mufna. So Tosus says over here, the Gemara could have said, doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. And you can learn smuchim even when it's not mufna. But other Rishonim learn that even the Chachamim hold, you need muchach or mufna. What? It's not muchach. The Gemara says it's not muchach before. It's mufna. Well, it slows up the muchach. Okay, let's go on. Okay. Menalahu nafkul mi rosho. So we learn it from a different essay, dochalos essay, from rosho. Right? It says by Matsora that he has to, shave his entire, all his hair in his body, including his head. The Tanya Rosho. Ma Talmud Lomar. Lefishanem Arlo Sakifu Pas Rosho. Why does that have to say? It says all his hair. Why does that have to mention his head specifically? Because I might think that since a person is not allowed to cut off his payas, right, can't round his head, cut off his payas, Shomeani At Mitzora, okay, I might think a Mitzora also can't cut off the hair of his head when he has to be Mitzora from Tzoras and cut off all the hair of the body. But the hair of the head he can't cut off. Talmud Lomar Rosho. Therefore the Torah said specifically Rosho, even though it means he's going to be over the lav of Los Akifu. The Kasover Haitana, Hakofas Kola Rosh Mo Hakofa. The Svarah to say that the Torah only asks for cutting off the payas if you leave the rest of the hair. But if you cut off all your hair, that's not called Hakofas HaPayas. You're not rounding your head, you're taking off all your hair. It's a machlokas. This Tana holds that Hakofas Kol HaRosh is called Hakofa. Cutting off the payas with the rest of the hair is also awesome. It comes out that if you would shave your entire head, you'd be over the Isser of Lo Sakifu. Yet the Mitzorah has a mitzvah to do it. So you see that the mitzvah is Docha the Lav. Rashi, Arosho Matamad Lomar Mitzorah, Ksiv, Yigaleach is Kol Soro, Hare Rosho Bechlau. Lomar Li Dekos of Rosho. Why did the Torah have to say Rosho specifically? Said he has to cut all the hair of his body. Kesover haitana, the itzrich le rosho litchos lav de lo sakifu. This tana has to hold, since he needs a special pasuk to tell me that the essay of the gilach is kol sa'oro is doche the lav of lo sakifu, that hakof is kol arosh mo hakofa, that there's a lav over here of cutting off the payas, even if you cut off all the hair on your head. The lo amrinin ta'as kos of rachmanah. We don't say that the Torah said you're not allowed to cut off pa'as rosho. That means that the rest of the hair is there and you're cutting off only the payah. Hilkach ilav de rabbi kra havi amina lo leku. Therefore, if the pasuk didn't tell me that you can do it, I might think that you can't do it. Al mashmin and kra de osi esse v'dochi lo sase. Omehocha nafka. And so you see over here, the Torah goes out of its way to tell you that the esse of Mitzorah is doche the lav of lo sakifu. That's why, what's it called, we need a pasuk to tell me that the essay is not docha, the lo sase by yibum, by erva. The lo tema osi essay, the yibum v'dochi lav dachos isha. Where it says, no, ikol mifrach, you can't learn from there. Over there, it would be an isolated case that the essay is docha lo sase, because mala lav dahakofesh ken lav she'eno shove bakol. The lav of cutting off your payas is not a lav that applies to everybody. It doesn't apply to women. So since it's such a weak lav that it doesn't apply to everyone, that's why the essay is docha that lav. But a strong lav that applies to everybody, maybe there we don't say essay docha lasi. Essay docha lo sasi. Rashi she'en shava bakol, the noshim enum belav dakofa. Women are not included in that issue. A woman's allowed to cut off her pace. The terakama diktushin. Tomer belav dakhosi isha she'kishem she'hu muzer aleho, kach hi muzer esolot. Even though the Torah uses a lashon that a man is not allowed to marry his brother's sister, I mean, what's it called, the achos isha, you're not allowed to marry the sister of your wife, right? But the isra applies to both of them because we have a pasuk hanefashos haosos hishva kosuv ish leish lechol onshin shebetorah. So therefore, the arayis is not just the man also on the woman; the woman's also on the man too. Both of them, the lav applies to both of them. Gemara says, Elo Asha Mizikano. No, okay, so we have to learn it from a different place. Enochinami. This lav is a lav she'eno shava bakol, and therefore you can't learn Esei Dochalos Asei from here. But we have another case, and even though this case we'll see also is Eno Shava Bakol, but it's a name Eno Inyan. If you don't need it for Eno Shava Bakol, Gemara is going to say, then learn it for a case where it's even Shava Bakol. Where's the case? Zikano. Titania, Zikano. Right? It says that the Metzora should cut off his beard too. Again, same thing. Why does it have to say Rosho and Zekano? Just tell me all the hair on his body. Why does it mention specifically Zekano? Matamad Lomar, if he should namer upaz Zekano lo yigalecho by a Kohen. It says that he shouldn't shave off his beard. Now it says that by a regular Jew too. So it could have used the pasuk of a regular Jew, not a Kohen. But the Rishonim say that the reason it mentioned it by a Kohen is because here it says v'feirish yigalechu, and by a Metzora it says v'gilach. By a regular Jew who's not allowed to shave his beard, it doesn't say the word yigalechu. It says yashchis, not to destroy the beard. And then you can get waylaid with maybe detoured with maybe it's not the same iser. Maybe yashchisu is a different kind of iser. The Metzora has to be megaleach, and here it's also lahashchis. So maybe they're different things. It's not. We learn regular person from Kohanim that the Hashchasa is with Tars, Gilua. But in order not to open a Pandora's box, the Gemara spoke about the case where it says specifically Gilua, which is opposite the Gilua of the Metzora, so there's no doubt. Later on, the Maskana, the Gemara comes out, there's a different reason why it used Kohen. Shomeani af Kohen Metzora, okay? I might think that a Kohen Metzora also is not allowed to cut off his beard. And the essay of the Gilach is called Sa'oro doesn't apply to a Metzora as a Kohen. Tabit Lomer is Zikano, therefore the Torah said, the Thayr is Zikano, the Neno in now, so therefore what? We see essay Dochalos Asay. The essay of Kol Sa'oro Yigaleach is Docha the Lav of Lo Yigaleach Zikano. Okay? And even though this is also a lav she'en or shava bakol, because it doesn't apply to women, in eno inyan the lav she'en shava bakol, because that we could have learned already from lo sakifu. Right? We could have learned from the peis. So since you don't need it to tell me that an essay is docha lo sasei she'en or shava bakol, the fact that we have another case to tell me that essay docha lo sasei must apply even to shava bakol. Ch'niyu inyan lav she'en shava bakol. Rashi. Upaz zikonam bekohanim seed. Tamad lomar zikonam. The rabble zikan kohen mitzora. The osi esi v'docholos asi. The afal gav dehai nomi lav she'en u'shova bakol yalfina minei. The cholos asi nomi dochi. The meino inyan lav she'en u'shova bakol. The osi esi v'dochi lei. The hanafka mirosho t'nu inyan le'shova bakol. Mer says, no, v'akati itzrich. You still need it by what's it called, by a Kohen, that you can't learn from here, Esei Dochalos Asei. Why? Sokadai Chamina, Shani Kohanim, Hoel V'ribo Behen HaKosub Mitzvahs. I might think that Kohanim are different, right? That a Kohen, since the Torah said a lot of mitzvahs by a Kohen, Yiseiros, Afilu Lav She'eno Shovav HaKol Odochi. I might think the Yisurim of a Kohen are so choshuv that even a Lav She'eno Shovav HaKol, right, it's not docha. Not docha, what's it called? Because ribui mitzvahs by a Kohen. And therefore, I need what's it called, a special pasuk to tell me, kamash malon de dochi, that by a Kohen, it is doche also lav she'eno shava bakol. So I'm still left with only lav she'eno shava bakol. The only reason I would know that esei doche lo sasei ve'a lav she'shava bakol is if this is extra. You don't need it to tell me lav she'eno shava bakol. But since we have the svar of kohen riba bo mitzvos, and maybe it's not even doche lav she'eno shava bakol, kamash v'lom, that even by a kohen, it's doche lav she'eno shava bakol. But I still don't have any makor for a lav hashava bakol. Shiva kati, it's shrich legufei. Mashmirin the lav, the peyazok in kohan and mitzvi. Right? That it's nidcha, even the isser of a kohen. The lo nafkalo mi rosho. You wouldn't know that from the case of rosho. The yafal gav de ein shava bakol hu. The solka dai de chamina shani lavi de kohanim de chamiri. The lavim that the Torah added by a kohen are more chomer. And even a lav she'eno shava bakol in esh is not doche. Sheribu en akosu mitzvus rabos. Fakati lav ha-shava bakol menolen dochi. So where do I know that it's doche afilu lav ha-shava bakol? Ela ashe me rosho. The hachtan. We learn it from a different rosho. The tanya rosho, ma talmud lomar. Right, why does the Torah say rosho? Lefisha ne'mar tar lo yover al rosho. Right? By a nozer. It says he's not allowed to shave his head. Mash shomei ani af mitzora v'nozer. Cain. That a mitzora who's a nozer also can't shave his head. In order to mekayim the mitzvah of a gilach is called soro. Talmud lomar rosho. That's why the Torah has to say rosho. That even if he's a nozer, he can cut his, he can shave his head by a mitzora. So you see, I say v'cholos asay. And this is an essay that shove bakol. Because men and women can be a nozer. Rosho matalmud lomar, but rosho the mitzora nomi koyam. I think it's talking even by rosho of a nazir, of a mitzora that a nazir can't shave. Talmud lomar rosho alma osi esi v'dochelos asi. The afal gav the lav she'eno shova bakol who, right? Which is the isur the lav of shaving your head. Why is this lav she'eno shova bakol? So a nozer is even by men and women. No, it's a lav that only applies to a nozer. Imeno inyan lalav she'ein shava bakol do nafkalo mizikano. That we learned already from zikano. We have one pasuk to tell me a lav she'ein shava bakol from zikano. So the idach tana tenu inyan lav she'ein shava bakol mi nozer ben nozer esse velosa. We didn't get yet. Okay. Where it says no ikal mifrach bal nozer mitzora shekin yeshno b'sheila. Now, the reason that the Isser of Nazar is Nidche, right, by the essay of Mitzorah, because the Nazar is Efshe B'Sheila. It's a weak Lav, because you could abrogate the Lav. You could have a Sheila on the Naziris, and you're not a Nazar anymore. So since it's a Lav that you could possibly negate and dissolve, it's a weak Lav. That's why it's Doche. But a strong Lav that you can't negate, maybe that Lav, it's not Doche. The ilo tema hachi, had the kaimel on the end essay docha lo sasi ve'essay ligmer mi nazir. Right, lechora, if you don't say that nazir is different, then a nazir is an essay and a lo sasi, because there's a lo sasi of tar lo yavra rosho, and there's also an essay of kadosh ye gadol tera rosho. So it's an essay in leaving his not shaving his head. So, lechora, we know that even if we hold essay docha lo sasei, an essay is not docha lo sasei and an essay. And if we could learn from Nazir, then let's learn from Nazir that an essay could be docha lo sasei and an essay. Because by a Nazir, it's a lo sasei and an essay. Elamai, why don't you learn from here that essay docha lo sasei the essay? My time alo gamrinan, the ikla mifrach l'shen yeshlo b'shayla. Achinami ikla mifrach shiken yeshlo b'shayla. Same thing. Right, the same way that we don't learn essay docha lo sasei the essay from here, the same way we can't learn essay docha lo sasei from here either. So we're still stuck, according to the Rabbanan, we don't have a source for essay docha lo sasei. Rashi, Talmud Lomar Rosho, Alma Osi essay v'docha lo sasei. Okay, we just said this. Minozer, Minozer essay v'lo sasei eti. Tar lo yavra Rosho, that's a lo sasei. Kadoshi agadol pera. That's the essay. Shekein yeshno b'sheila, lisho l'chokom v'yatilo. he could destroy the lav by asking what's it called, getting a hatoris nedarim on his nazirus. That's why it's a weak lav, because it could be negated. That's why it's dochet. Tosus here has a two different opinions. Lamaisa in the end, we do have a source for esse dochalosa say when it's eno shava bakol, and even for what's it called. Well, you have the esse dochalosa say when it's not shava bakol. Okay, so can you learn at least eno shava bakol from these cases? So in the end, Tosfos wants to say, yeah, and the, what's it called? By Eino Shava Bakol, you would learn Esei Dochalo Sase, right? And by a Lav Sheino Shava Bakol. And then Tosfos wants to say, no, that even the end, you can't even learn that. And then you could learn even an Esei and a Lo Sase, because these cases are also, by Kohen, is an Esei and a Lo Sase. Kodesh Yile Lokov. By a Kohen, there's an Esei and a Lo Sase. So by a lav she'eno shava bakol, right, the Gemara could have said that too before it got to Nazir, but didn't. But in the end, the lav, the what's it called, the essay of Metzora, is doche the lav and the essay of Kohanim. So the Chora, why? Because eno shava bakol. But the Chora, from here we should learn that by an essay and a los essay, which is nidche by an essay, but it's eno shava bakol, should work. And there are rayas lakan lakan that doesn't work even by any esesha inoshav bakol. Tosus answers a lot of those questions, and he holds it in a chanami. Lemaskona, you can be docha a lav and an essay with an essay if it's not shav bakol. And then Tosus says, no, Mitzora is different. Mitzora is a stronger essay because it's he can't live with his wife, so it's a mitzvah puravu, shalom bayis, is a stronger essay, and therefore you can't learn it anywhere else. And in the end, the Gemara could have said that, but the Gemara goes on to once you learn the regular case of essay docha los essay. But the maskon that you can't even learn that an essay is docha los essay and an essay she'eno shava bakol from Mitzora, because Mitzora is different. And in the end, we only learn essay docha los essay even by a lav she'eno shava bakol.